everyone, and welcome to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your horoscope for the week of February 22nd through February 27th, 2021. Welcome back, everyone. So glad to know that you survived, what was last week? Oh, the Pisces. The sun moving into Pisces. Actually, pretty sweet and not much to be having to survive. Not a very survivalist situation, but your dreams were likely hyper vivid. And for some of you, this can be quite traumatizing, especially if they are like anxiety dreams. That's totally something to be survived from last week. The Venus-Mars square over the weekend had people maybe like feeling kind of feisty. If you were like working with the general public or something, it was probably a hard weekend to be putting up with dumb people's petty bullshit. That was totally something to survive last week. So good job, everybody. For those of you who are new to the Misguided Podcast, welcome. This is another edition of a weekly horoscope series that comes out every Sunday, or occasionally Monday, as was the case this week, so sorry. These horoscopes are written for your rising sign, which is different than your sun sign, but if you don't know your rising sign, then listen to your sun sign, because both will be able to give you something, and I think that both together is what actually gives you the best astrological forecast for the week ahead. Also, if you review us on iTunes or share our podcast with friends, let us know and we'll send you an in-depth birth chart report. Email us at misguided, M-I-S-S, guided astrology at gmail.com or message us on IG. We are misguided astrology there and just keep us posted. If you do reach out, we will need your birth date, time, and location in order to render you an accurate birth chart report. Also, follow us on Insta for updates on the podcast and for a birthday a day birthday astrology. A birthday a day birthday astrology. But to move on from promo times, I thought that I was going to keep the horoscopes a little bit shorter this week, but then I realized that there were just far too many notable headlines to possibly go any lighter. So, what can you expect from your horoscope this week? Up first on the hour, the destruction of a Mercury retrograde that leveled us. And I mean absolutely kicked the ever-loving shit out of us. The worst seems to be over. But are we out of the woods yet? Is it Valentine's Day again? Or is this a Venus entering Pisces? More on that middle of the hour. And who are these creatures emerging from their hibernation? The answer? You. But who gave you permission? The news hour begins now. This is your weekly horoscope. Capricorn. The Mercury Gatorade is over, as of Saturday. So I thought that we could take a look at its station direct in your second house. And I know what you're thinking. Enough with the second house drama already. But we can't. Because the second house, much like the rest of the houses, is a concept, and not a literal house. Could it be lit on fire from a metaphorical standpoint? Yes, of course. But I think that's what's just happened when there were five astral bodies located there simultaneously. Now comes the process of putting these fires out via synthesis and integration, making sense of the experiences you had throughout the retrograde. Mercury, stationing direct, is here to help. The Mercury retrograde may have pulled your self-worth, resources, finances, and talents into question in ways both large and small. All bets are off as resources were suddenly in short supply, constantly shuffling to provide yourself and those around you with what they need. Now that the retrograde has passed, life flow improves. Disruptions experienced before clear up. Cash flow returns. The true astrological highlight of the week is the grand finale this weekend, but first a little something cute on Thursday as Venus enters Pisces, aka your third house. Venus is in its exaltation in Pisces, so you're in luck. It's not such a bad time to be working through the third house of communications, information exchange, and commutes. During this transit, you are better able to express yourself, and you are received well by others, and may even find yourself chattier than usual. You may have interesting conversations with siblings. With the moon in your eighth house of regeneration and shared resources on Thursday, you may be seeing a subdued kickoff to this Venus in third season. But it will be there for the next 20 days, so if Thursday doesn't quite pop off, no matter, no worries, it is coming. Whatever comes to transpire on Thursday, the energy of the day will be enjoyable, no matter what, so Time spent with others will be satisfying and pleasant. This is an occasion to enjoy yourself. Saturday is the grand finale, the Virgo full moon. It's perfectly timed for the post-retrograde because Virgo energy is also calling for organization, integration, and moving from a place of emotion to a place of logic. It's a time to ground yourself after the lofty air energy that was the Aquarius superstellium. This moon will be particularly impactful for you in matters of fundamental beliefs, information distribution, education, and adventure. This may be a time where you are looking at either or any of these topics with a new perspective and clearer insight, which allows you to see them in a whole new way, to formulate a new game plan for addressing them and discovering that strength to tackle them from within you. Wow. Capricorn, you really can do it all. And I mean it. I'm not backing down on this one. You definitely have it under control. No, you can't tell me otherwise. Just take the damn compliment. Alrighty, Capricorn, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next week.